Venerable Sir and Friends. Today, we get back to our series begun at the beginning of this year entitled Introducing Buddhism. For the last 2 weeks, our series has been rather interrupted. 2 weeks ago we had, as you may remember, a question and answer meeting, quite a lively one. And then last week, of course, last Sunday, I was up at Biddulph at the Meditation Centre taking meditation courses there. So here, as also you probably remember, there was a talk by Mr. Walsh on karma and rebirth. So after those two interruptions to the series, today we get back, as it were, into the beaten track of this series of talks on introducing Buddhism. Some of you I know have attended this series from the very beginning and have heard practically all the lectures. Some of you I know have heard perhaps even all of them. And no doubt you already will have appreciated the fact that we have between us covered quite a lot of ground in the course of these last 3 months or so. The first four talks, of course, were merely introductory. After that, we came on to a talk on evolution, lower evolution and higher evolution, in the course of which we tried to place the whole Buddhist teaching within a rather more contemporary framework than is usually attempted. Then followed two talks on the Buddha, first of all as man or as superman, and then in relation to God and in relation to reality. After that, we came on to the Dharma being the second of the three jewels, as they're called in Buddhism, even as the Buddha himself is the first. And this group of talks on the Dharma, the second of the three jewels, began with talks on three of the most important doctrinal categories of Buddhism. First of all, there was a talk on the analysis of man, dealing with the five skandhas, or aggregates, or heaps. Then one on the dynamics of being, dealing with the 12 nidanas, or links, in the chain of dependent origination, and including a brief treatment of the whole subject of karma and rebirth. Then finally, one on the texture of reality, dealing with what are called the three lakshanas, the three characteristics of all mundane or conditioned existence, that is to say, its unsatisfactory, transitory, and insubstantial nature. Then we had a lecture talk on that most important topic, representing the goal of Buddhism, of the spiritual life, that is to say, nirvana. And finally, 3 weeks ago, the last talk which we had in this series, at the time of Easter, was one on the mystery of the void, in the course of which we tried to penetrate a little the mystery of shunyata. Now, today we come to a fresh group of talks. That is a fresh group within the present series. And this group of talks within this series will bring the series to a close. This group will deal with the Sangha. The Sangha is the third of the three jewels, even as the Buddha is the first and the Dharma is the second. Now the first of these three talks on the Sangha, the one which we are having today, will deal with what are known as the stages of the path. Then the week after next, because next Sunday we'll be celebrating Vaishakha, as you'll be hearing presently, the week after next we shall be studying something about the Sangha in the sense of the spiritual community. And lastly, we shall conclude this group of talks, and therewith the whole series of talks, with one on the pattern of Buddhist life and work.